This is Israel 18 News with your hourly update for Monday, the 27th of April, 2026. Let's get to the top stories. It's a warm evening across Israel. Tel Aviv enjoys clear skies, while Jerusalem sees a gentle breeze. Haifa remains calm with mild temperatures. Here are today's headlines. First, The Times of Israel reports that Iran has offered the U.S. a deal to reopen the Strait of Hormuz and end the ongoing war. This move, coming in the last few minutes, also aims to delay nuclear negotiations. Also, Ynet notes that earlier today, Iran's proposal seeks to address the crisis over Hormuz and extend the ceasefire, postponing talks on nuclear issues. Also this hour, the Jerusalem Post reveals an IDF probe showing Hamas terrorists caused severe devastation at Kibbutz Holit on October 7, resulting in 13 civilian deaths and 9 kidnappings. Separately, JNS reports a Hezbollah drone attack sent thousands to shelters in northern Israel earlier today. The IDF launched an interceptor missile but lost contact with the target. And finally, Forward reports from earlier today a seismic shift in Israeli politics as opposition leaders Lapid and Bennett form a joint party aiming to challenge Prime Minister Netanyahu's leadership. Reaction has been swift on social media. Al Arabiya English, a regional news outlet, posted just minutes ago that Iran is offering to ease tensions at the Strait of Hormuz without addressing its nuclear program. Israel Hayom English writes that King Charles has landed in Washington to mend U.S.-UK relations, reflecting the importance of diplomatic ties. Eli Afriat, an Israeli commentator, posted earlier today a heartfelt remembrance of the Simantov family, tragically murdered on October 7th, urging us to remember their names. Let's go deeper. Starting with the Iran deal proposal. The Times of Israel highlights that this offer includes reopening the strategic Strait of Hormuz, a critical oil passage. This proposal could significantly impact global oil prices and regional stability. Turning to the IDF investigation into Kibbutz Holit, the Jerusalem Post reports on the tragic events of October 7, when Hamas infiltrated the kibbutz, causing significant civilian losses. The findings underscore the ongoing security challenges for Israel. Meanwhile, the Hezbollah drone incident. JNS outlines the tense situation as thousands in northern Israel took shelter. The IDF's loss of contact with the drone raises concerns about defense capabilities. This strike comes hours after increased tensions along the border. On the political front, Forward discusses the new alliance between Yair Lapid and Naftali Bennett. Their joint party aims to present a united front against Netanyahu. This move could reshape the Israeli political landscape and influence future elections. Turning to business and markets. First, Walla Business reports a significant move by the Finance Committee to promote a compensation plan for businesses, bypassing the Treasury's position. This action could lead to new economic policies. Separately, CTech highlights how organizations are struggling to extract real value from AI, despite its rise. Unframe, an Israeli company, positions itself as a key player in translating AI into practical applications. And finally, Globes notes that Elbit's Hermes 900 Starliner drones will undergo trials in Canada this summer. This trial is part of the Canadian Coast Guard's operations, showcasing Israeli technology on the international stage. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Monday. Our next update is at 12 p.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.